Fire from heaven answers Elijah's simple prayer. No sooner was the prayer of Elijah ended than flames of fire, like flashes of lightning, descended from heaven on the altar, consuming the sacrifice, licking up the water in the trench, and consuming even the stones of the altar. The brilliance of the blaze illumined the mountain and dazzled the eyes of the multitude. In the valleys below, where many were watching, the descent of fire was clearly seen, and all were amazed at the sight. The people on the mount prostrated themselves. They dared not continue to look on the heaven-sent fire. Convicted of their duty to acknowledge the God of Elijah as the God of their fathers, they cried out with one voice, "The Lord, He is the God, the Lord, He is the God." The cry resounded over the mountain and echoed in the plain below. At last Israel was aroused, undeceived, penitent. At last the people saw how greatly they had dishonored God. The character of Baal worship in contrast with the reasonable service required by the true God, stood fully revealed. The people recognized God's justice and mercy in withholding the dew and rain until they had been brought to confess His name.